Welcome to Shalom Achshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lo Yinish Basar B'Yakov Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Yevamos Daf Kuf Chof. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, in the Mishnah that speaks about how do we recognize Lo Yaleinu, a person who died, how can the Eidim recognize him? The Gemara says you need to have his face, you need to have his forehead, and you need to have his nose. Ein Ma'idim Achiyu Shneim Im HaChoytim. Without the nose, you cannot recognize a person. So first the Ramban in Chumash in Sefer Vayikra tells us that the chaytim, the nose, that's the hadras ponim. That's what gives the beauty to the face. It gives the person's tzura. And with that the Ramban explains, because the pasuk which speaks about the mumi of the kohanim, it says ki chol ish asher bo mum lo yikrav ish iver upiseach oy chorum oy sora. What does chorum mean? Says Rashi, Choru shechoytmoy shakua ben shtei hainayim. He doesn't have a bridge to his nose. His nose is not sticking out. So says the Ramban, why is that called chorum? Chorum is lashon cherim. It means destruction. Why is someone who's missing a nose has a lashon of destruction? Says the Ramban, ki echoytem hadras pani. Echoytem is the beauty of the face. As the Gemara tells by us, ein ma'idim el patsuf ponim im echoytem. And if you do not have the chaytim, you're missing the tzuras ponim. His tzura is chariv, is as if his face is destroyed. That's the importance of the nose. Now to add to this, Rav Yehuda said Eibishitz in his famous piece in Yaris Vash that says that what's the idea of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Is that the first shofar, says the Rav Yehuda said Eibishitz, that was blown in the world, is Vayipach Be'apov Nishmas Chaim. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu blew life into Adam HaRishon, that's Tkiya Shofar. Every time we blow a Shofar of Shoshana, we're going back to the first blow that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put life into Adam HaRishon. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put life into Adam HaRishon? In his nose. Vayipach be'apof nishmas chayim. Says the Yaris Vash, that's why the nose has a shape of a Shofar. It looks like a Shofar a little bit. Why? Because that's the original Shofar. Meaning that connection of Adam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where his Nishmas Chaim is being pumped into him is through his nose. That gives us another understanding. Why Tzuras Aponim depends on the nose? Because the nose is where the Neshama comes in from. So that's the Tzura of Adam, where he has the Neshama. As the Maharal says, the one of the indications that a person has a Neshama is the Hadras Aponim that he has. So if the Neshama comes through the nose, it's very appropriate that the Hadras Aponim depends on the nose. That's the Ikar Tzura, as the Ramban says. But just to add to this, the Alpi Kabbalah, there's very big inyonin to do with the nose. A lot of the Giluim and the revelations from above depend on the nose. And without going to things which are beyond our comprehension, we'll just mention what the Vilna Goyen says in the Safed Tzniuso. And there he speaks about, he brings our Gemara and he says, you see the importance of the nose. And we know that when we speak about the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we want to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim, that he has mercy, he's called erech apayim. His nose, kviyochol, is long. Meaning you identify the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with us as if we look at the nose, so to speak, that's revealed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because everything depends on the revelation of the nose. The nose reflects how the parts of the Adam looks like, and mimele that goes back to the Giluim HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself Betzuras Adam. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.